Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. I hope you all are doing well, especially for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere. Like, I know it's getting dark, I know it's getting cold, but we're in this together, so I hope you all are doing fine, and I hope that everyone in the Southern Hemisphere is enjoying yourselves for us as well. Today I want to address a topic that I've been wanting to address it for a hot minute, and it's controversial, so I'm going to pull out a trigger warning for this episode as well, because it is so important right now as this world is detoxifying and darkness is showing, and it is showing very clearly. I think it's impossible at this point to not see the darkness in the world. And it's up to each and every one to decide how far down the rabbit hole one wants to go. And I'm not going to address any specific issues. I'm not going to get into any specific details about anything because, in my opinion, we cannot fight hatred with hatred. We cannot fight anger with more anger. Yes, anger is a beautiful fuel, as long as we can use it to fuel ourselves and fuel our frequency. But I want to address the system. I want to address the system that we all live in one way or another, because this is the basis of what we need to understand as human beings in order to start to shift this darkness in the world and realize that we're all in this together, that we are not separated from one another. Yes, we are in separate bodies. Yes, there is duality in the world, but we are all connected in one way or another, and we come from the same space. We come from the same place, and we need to start to act accordingly. One thing that I've realized working with healthcare and not sick care for years now is that we are all indoctrinated in a system that does not want us to be healthy. The system that we live in is not made for us to reach optimal health. You don't have to agree, but if you don't agree, and if you have not seen this at all, I think that this episode can be a little bit difficult for you to listen to, but you are most invited to continue to listen. But after years of extensive research and years in this health industry, I realized that the system would not be able to run. Like, this system would not be functional if people were healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually as well. This system thrives off sick human beings. And changes will not be according to our optimal health, rather the opposite. And this is not something that I want to believe in. This has never been something that I wanted to believe in. I've been fighting to not believe in this for years, but I just get more and more evidence of the opposite. So this is basically the conclusion that I've come to. And this is my reality. It does not have to be yours. But when you realize that, when you realize that the system is not here for you and your optimal health, that you have to take radical accountability for your own health and for your own well-being, that's when you get your power back, according to me. When you stop relying on a system or other people for your well-being and health, that's when you get your power back. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's goddamn difficult to, first and foremost, just accept. And secondly, get the resources to help yourself and heal from the inside out. Unfortunately, not everyone have these resources today because they're expensive and it takes a lot of work. And not everyone in this lifetime will have the resources to heal themselves. I do understand that and have to rely on this system, which is a shame. But for those of us who have the resources, and that's why I have this podcast as well, I want to give you more resources to do this work and start to take a radical accountability for your own health and well-being. Because I want everyone to thrive in this world. Because if everyone started to thrive physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we're going to change this world as a collective. Like, the shift would happen if everyone would actually change. Like, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today. But we do have these problems today for people to realize that this system that we live in is extremely dysfunctional and corrupted. And it pains me to say these things, but it's also incredibly important to see, because people are now starting to question, like, why isn't the media doing their job? Why are the headlines the same in basically all media outlets? Why isn't the UN speaking up and making changes? Why isn't all these institutions doing the work that we think that they're supposed to do? Why aren't the politicians speaking up? Because all of this is just a political and economical game in which we are kind of like puppets if we don't understand what's going on. If we don't take accountability and start to change things ourselves. We can't rely on anyone else but ourselves to change things. And that's why I love the shift that's going on in the world. And because everyone is doing their part, their work. Some of us, like me, we're going to do this type of work. The awakening work, the spiritual work, holding a certain frequency, because that frequency awakens and activates others. Some people are in another part of their awakening in which they are protesting or in which they are engaging themselves in different ways, in which they're using their anger or whatever it is. But one thing that I've realized is that we all have our place, we all have our calling, and we're not supposed to do the same things in this awakening process of this world. But we need to start to realize that the power is actually in our hands as a collective. And we need to start to do the work ourselves in order to make a change. Michael Jackson said it. Like, look in the mirror. Like, we have to change ourselves if we want to change the world. We have to be the peace that we want to see in the world. I'm not gonna meet people through anger and fear and frustration. I want to meet everyone through peace because I want to be the peace that I want to see in the world. I want to embody the love that I want to see in the world, and that's the work that I'm doing. And we all have our own place in this. But the work has to start individually because we have been indoctrinated in the system from the day we were born. Our bodies, when things are starting to get crazy now, like people are starting to get illnesses and chronic illnesses and pains, it's just your body reacting to a dysfunctional society. It's just a normal reaction from your like biological, physical body on a system that is so incredibly dysfunctional that your body cannot longer function normally in it. What we have been told is normal is not natural for our bodies. Yes, you can push your way through it for X amount of years, but at one point or another, you're going to come to a space where your body, a process where your body is not going to be able to take it anymore. And we have to realize that that's not, I wouldn't say that it's the individual's fault. A lot of people say that I'm wrong by saying that, but I don't think it's the individual's fault. I think it's a systematic fault, but it's the individual's responsibility to change it. Because we can't rely on the system to do it, because the system is what got us into this mess in the first place. The system thrives off you being unhealthy, so you have to rebel and take accountability for your own health in order to stay healthy and rebel towards a system that is, or against a system that is dysfunctional. But if you've seen like documentaries, like that's where one can start, documentaries like Seaspiracy, Cowspiracy, all these other like big shot documentaries that's still a part of the problem as well, but we're not going to get into that. But to see that everything in this world can be traced back to just a couple of few companies and organizations, that is pretty messed up. And that the same organizations are involved in different parts of the movements. The movements for and against it, the same companies are involved in both movements because they're still making money from it. So we have to start getting smarter when it comes to these things, because no, we're not going to be able to change an entire system by standing and screaming. But we can start to realize that, yes, everything that we buy in the store, like 95% or more of the things that we buy from the store is owned by the same two or three companies. We can start to realize that everything that we consume becomes a part of us, and we need to mindfully realize what we're consuming and why we're consuming it. Because it's gone to this point where it's getting so goddamn dark that we're being pushed with stimulation, pushed with entertainment. Just like the old Roman times, when Rome was like falling, they were putting up all of these shows and things for people to look the other way. It's the same thing that's going on. So one needs to wake up to one's own reality and one's own heart. And it's not something that everyone will or should do during this lifetime, because we need the darkness. We need the darkness in order to alchemize it to light. And that's why this darkness that we see now, like, it's going to get a whole lot darker than this. I think personally that we've only gotten started. And especially since there are certain forums that predicts things that peculiarly comes true. Things are going to get messier, way messier than what we see right now. And we've known this, like, astrologically, we've known this for like a while, because what we're walking into right now astrologically happened, like, last time this astrological event that we're into happened, that's when, like, the American Revolution and the French Revolution and all that happened. So things are about to get messy. But I really, with this episode, want to tell you, if you start to see these things, if you started to see these things, or if you've seen these things for a while, you're not crazy. You're not crazy at all. I think the most horrible thing is that even though I can connect a lot of dots, and I've seen so much, and I've researched so many things, I think I'm still just scratching the top of how bad it is. But it doesn't really matter. As long as you can see the dark and not get consumed by it, you're going to make a huge difference. And that's why I really want to emphasize in this episode that if you started to see these things, yes, it's dark. Yes, it's going to cause a lot of frustration and anger within you. And that's good, because that starts a process of healing and letting go. But this darkness is also a reflection of the darkness that you have not accepted within yourself. And you are allowed to sit with this darkness. And because we all have it, we all have to go through darkness externally, internally, and see darkness externally and internally in order to find light, in order to alchemize it into light. But knowing that whatever is happening right now is just the way that things were supposed to happen. You were supposed to listen to this, and you are supposed to see whatever you see and do whatever you do, because this world is so goddamn perfectly orchestrated. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's not fair. But all of this is happening for a bigger cause, a bigger reason. That's my belief in this. But we have to start to take the individual responsibility to change things. We cannot rely on a already dark and corrupted system that thrives off us being angry, that thrives off us being worried, that thrives of us being unhealthy, because being and identifying and being surrounded by anger and frustration and sorrow and worry will make us sick. It's when we start to realize that and take accountability for our own health and our own frequency, our own vibration, and start to find the gratitude and start to find the light, not positively only focusing on the light, meeting the darkness, and also being able to see the silver lining in this, to be able to heal and accept that there will always be darkness. But we can, as individuals, create a change by changing ourselves. This is such a rebel episode, but, like, for those of you who doesn't know, and for those of you who are interested in astrology, I'm like an Aquarius sun, moon, Venus, and Mars. I'm a rebel at heart, an alien at heart, a an old soul at heart. And I really just want to see everyone thrive. I don't want to see people in pain. I don't want to see people ruining their own lives. I don't want to see people die. I don't want to see the separation in the world, but I do. I do see it. I don't, however, no longer let it consume me, but I let it fuel episodes like this. Because I want to see everyone in this world reach their highest alignment, their highest possible timeline, their best health, their happiest self. And I want to see more love in this world. I want to embody more and more love each and every day, and that's why I do what I do. And you don't have to agree with anything that I've said in this podcast. I don't need you to agree with me. I don't need you to have the same worldview as I do. This is my worldview, based on a lot of years in a health industry that is very forgotten and censored, where I've done a shit ton of research and come to these conclusions as I'm really working in the opposite direction of actually making a change and informing people on how they can self-heal, because we are all capable of healing ourselves. Our bodies are incredibly capable self-healers. And that's why I want to empower you to see that you don't, yes, use the system. Use the system when you need it, but don't depend on a system first and foremost. That's really what I want to say with this episode. That yes, use the system when you need it, of course. Like, we have sick care for a reason, because everyone do not have the same possibilities to start as early as I did to heal myself. Yes, I was in the sick care system for a great while before I realized that I need healthcare and I need to take accountability myself to do this. And I had the resources actually found me to get me where I am today. Use the system with caution. Use the system as a tool, like everything else. Use the system when you can use the system, but don't rely on a system that does not want you well. Yes, the people that work within the system, like sick care professionals, like teachers, all of them, they are doing the best with what they have. They are doing an amazing work. Like, my mom is in sick care. My sister is within teaching. Like, they're doing amazing. Like, the individuals within the system are people who actually want to do good, but they have not gotten the resources to change things. They have not gotten the information and the resources to actually realize what's going on, a lot of them. And me, as in a very openly spiritual person that's within the healthcare system, wants to really change people within the sick care system, because they're within this indoctrinated system and they can actually start making changes. Like, I know a lot of doctors that they go through 5, 6, 7 or more years of education just to learn how to match a symptom with a diagnosis and then match that with a medication, instead of working towards longer time with patients to actually go through the process of finding the cause of those symptoms. Because that's what they actually want to do. They want to heal people, but they don't get the resources to do it, because that's not what they're taught in school. And that's what I want to change. I want to change the food that we eat, the things that we learn in school, the care that we get from professionals. Like, it's an entire system, and I know that the individuals within the system have the power to change this if we just stand together, if we just do make the changes together and realize that we have the power to do this, and we don't have to comply to a system that is not here for, like, the basis of the system is not here for our best. And once again, it hurts me to say that. But because there are amazing organizations that are working towards what I'm talking about. But we are also, as people within alternative health, we are worked against, like, immensely worked against. And we are being labeled as crazy and conspiracy theorists and not professional, whatever. Like, we're labeled as so many different things. But the only thing that we want to do is make you realize that you are a self-healing, powerful soul. And we together can change something that has been dysfunctional for a very, very long time. Ooh, this was very uncomfortable to talk about. But I hope that something resonated with you. And I really hope that this will find people that have started to open up their eyes to this dysfunction and that think that they're crazy, and just to realize that they're not crazy and just continue to research however deep down the rabbit hole you want to go. But do not lose yourself in the rabbit hole. Do not lose yourself in the darkness. You are light embodied, and you can alchemize that darkness both outside of yourself but starting from within yourself, so that we can all change and thrive together. I love you so much.